Maybe your ghost still haunts me, but I don't wanna sleep with him no more. Every little thing, I remember every little thing. The high, the hurt, the shine, the sting. Every little thing, I remember every little thing. Tonight I remember every little thing. I remember every little thing.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump's trip to Scotland has not stopped questions about the Jeffrey Epstein files, and that topic was also hanging over Vice President J.D. Vance's appearance in Ohio, where he was touting the Republican tax bill, but said,
Donald J. Trump, I'm telling you, he's got nothing to hide. His administration has got nothing to hide.
Top Senate Democrats today asked the Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche to commit to not pardoning Ghislaine Maxwell, Epstein's longtime companion who's serving 20 years for trafficking teenage girls, and met with Blanche twice last week. In Scotland, the president disagreed with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's statement that there's no starvation in Gaza. President Trump said more countries are stepping up to allow food into Gaza. Police in Reno, Nevada say there were multiple injuries after a police-involved shooting in the valet area outside of a casino this morning. So far, no word on the conditions of any victims. This is ABC News. Lawmakers in Texas are expected to travel this week to Kerrville after that area's deadly flooding over the July 4th weekend. ABC's Brianna Willis has more.
The goal is actually for people in the Kerr County community to be able to testify in front of a panel about what they experienced on the early morning hours of the 4th of July. We know that catastrophic flooding killed nearly 150 people across the state. And again, we also know in those early morning hours, there's lots of questions about the response times. And it's what some lawmakers describe as a very chaotic situation in terms of those response times, as well as alert systems.
A Delta Airlines flight landed Saturday at San Francisco International Airport, and immediately federal agents came on board the plane. They took the pilot into custody. Today, the Department of Homeland Security tells the AP that pilot was arrested on charges relating to child sexual abuse material. Delta Airlines has not commented. The pilot's identity has not been disclosed. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Back to school is on the brain. That means new notebooks, pencils, new everything. And while the kids are getting ready to get book smart, it's time for you to save smart with Straight Talk Wireless. Switch now and get a free Moto G 2025 with 5G when you activate select plans. Now that's a smart call. Get Straight Talk covered by Verizon's 5G network. Available at straighttalk.com and Walmart. Offer valid through 10/19/25. Taxes and fees apply. Purchase of Gold Unlimited Plan or higher required for offer. Must activate the plan in-store at Walmart. Cannot be combined with other offers.
In a world parched for excitement, one drink will emerge. Twisted Tea, the refreshing thrill ride of flavor. Recreating its classic role as the hard iced tea that goes down smooth. Twisted Tea doesn't just taste like real iced tea, it's made with real brewed tea and a 5% kick of alcohol. Taste the adventure with Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Tad Ailey. No comment from Attorney General Josh Call on whether he'll join the Democratic primary race for governor. Call says it's important to reflect on the last 6.5 years in Wisconsin.
When Governor Evers took office, our state was moving in a very different direction with attacks on workers' rights, attacks on teachers, and that has fundamentally shifted over the past 6.5 years. And I've been proud to work with Governor Evers.
Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez and Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley have both announced plans to enter the Democratic primary race following Governor Tony Evers' decision not to seek a third term. On the Republican side, Wisconsin's 7th District Congressman Tom Tiffany tells WSAU Wausau's Meg Ellefson show to expect a decision on him running for governor soon.
We're not going to keep the suspense going on well into the fall. We're going to decide in the next 30 to 60 days whether to run for governor or not.
Tiffany suggests there's precedent for his run.
Tony Earle, back in the early 80s, was defeated by Tommy Thompson. So, you know, maybe we need another Tom to follow a Tony.
Tiffany's in his third term representing the heavily Republican district in northwest Wisconsin. Republicans Washington County Executive Josh Shulman and businessman Bill Berrien are already in the race. A bill to create a task force to prevent violence against black women was reintroduced at the Capitol Friday.
Madison Democratic Representative Sheila Stubbs says it's vital that Wisconsin lawmakers step up and do something to stem the tide of violence. Stubbs and Wausau Republican Representative Pat Snyder want to create a 17-person task force to research and collect data to find the best way to protect black women. The bill passed the state assembly last year, but was blocked in the Senate by a Republican lawmaker who is no longer in the legislature. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Now's the time of year when most propane companies send out contracts for next year. But before you make a commitment, ask yourself, are you happy with the service you received? I mean, it's easy now, but what about during the coldest days of winter? Chippewa Valley Energy provides propane and fuel to over 13 counties in western Wisconsin. Most importantly, Chippewa Valley Energy brings you dependable deliveries with 24-hour service, no matter what the weather. And when it comes to home heat, Chippewa Valley Energy features a scheduled delivery program perfect for today's lifestyle. Visit their Facebook page or website, ChippewaValleyEnergy.com. Your energy choice made easy. Chippewa Valley Energy.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Sunny, hot, and humid today. High temperatures scraping the low 90s and really feeling more like the upper 90s. And winds are barely moving too. And tonight, overnight, showers and storms move through and some could be strong to severe, bringing hail and high winds. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 84 degrees at our studios.
This is AM 1430 WRDN, Duran Mondovi, Wabasha. The following program was pre-recorded.
There is a 40-year-old unit out there that has absolutely captured wannabe buyers' attention. And the weather has got my attention this morning. There is relief coming at midweek. But first, we've got to get through a stormy day in the upper Midwest.
Live! Don't know why the heat won't break! Via Farm Journal broadcast, this is AgriTalk. This morning, we'll begin with a conversation with Machinery Pete Greg Peterson. Then it's an extended conversation with Brett Waltz from BAM WX. Well-timed, I'd say. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson, and now... here's the host of AgriTalk, Chip Lurie.
All right. Thank you very much, Davis. I appreciate that. I am doing really, really well. How was the weekend besides that?
It was okay. I did manage to get out there and do a little bit of yard farming. I'm still rehydrating, bro.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. Spent a little time with family this weekend. That was good. Did a little fishing, had some fun. That was good. That was good. But obviously, time to get back to work here on Monday morning. And, boy, it started to show up yesterday, some of the forecasts for some severe weather this week in the upper Midwest. And, you know, we just kind of pulled an audible here this morning and said, let's get Brett in for an extended period, extended segment, instead of just that 1 or 2 minute hit here at the start of the show. So Brett Waltz, BAMWX.com, is going to be coming on at the bottom of the hour. That way we can dig into some of the details of what exactly is going on. I mean, they're using the D word, Davis.
D word.
Yes. And whenever they start talking about the potential for a derecho, my mind goes right back to August 2020. Almost 5 years ago now, years ago, when things got really, really gnarly across a big stretch of the Corn Belt, eastern Nebraska to Indiana, it got roughed up. So we'll get the details.
I get really concerned when I hear weather words that I've never heard before.
I'm going to be listening for some weather words I've never heard before in this conversation.
Yeah, but you've heard derecho. Come on.
I've heard that one. Unfortunately, okay. I've heard it more than I care to, actually.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt, no doubt. We had some storms last night. I've already had the chainsaw and the side-by-side out this morning.
Is that right? Good for you. That's exciting, right? Something's happening.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, boy, that's really exciting. For some reason, the wife said, you know what, I've got to get to work.
Oh.
And I said, well, that's fine. And she says, well, you're going to need to help. So out I went.
Yeah.
Pulled the chainsaw, got the side-by-side out. Now I've got more cutting to do because it's just up there in the pasture.
Well, they'll give you something to do, you know, keep you out of the tavern, that's, maybe. I don't know, for a little while. That's what my mom always says.
Yeah, perfect. All right, let's get to the news.
Sure thing. Well, there's a slight change in the National Weather Service short-term forecast here. They're using the word severe to begin today's update. Severe thunderstorms, heavy rainfall, and flooding are possible. From the northern Rockies into the upper Midwest, a derecho is likely across portions of the northern plains, with several gusts expected to exceed 75 miles per hour. Extreme heat is expected to intensify across much of the southeast and Tennessee Valley, continuing through much of this week. There's that word, derecho, portions of the northern plains.
Yeah, yeah, and one of the things that concerns me is it might get a little bit more of a southeast tilt to it.
Okay.
So, and make its way through eastern Iowa. So we're going to talk to Brett about that.
Well, as of 6 o'clock a.m. Central Time, December corn futures were down about 3 cents. Novi beans down a little more than a nickel. And winter wheat futures around 2 to 3 cents lower. Last I looked, it was a little ugly on the screen, Chip.
Yeah, yeah, it's drifting. Corn and soybeans are drifting to the downside. Even beet oil has turned lower. Wheat has moved up from session lows. Cattle complex higher again, new contract highs already today.
Well, natural gas futures prices have fallen to the lowest levels since late April. Robust U.S. production has kept downward pressure on prices, and I suspect not a lot of people flipping on the heat these days lately. Private exporters report the following sales activity: 225,000 metric tons of corn for delivery to Mexico during the 25-26 marketing year, and 229,000 metric tons of corn for delivery to unknown destinations. Of that total, 35,000 is for delivery during the 24-25 marketing year, and 194,000 metric tons for delivery during the 25-26 marketing year.
That 24-25 is coming to an end before we know it. It'll be here in about a month.
Well, we should ask Brett about this, but the National Weather Service reports much of Iowa, southeastern Nebraska, and eastern Kansas, and southern Illinois will experience extreme heat today before the heat wave begins to break down late on Tuesday. There's hope ahead somewhere, folks.
Exactly, exactly. When you look at the forecast for this, for the end of this week and into this weekend, it looks really enjoyable.
Same, same. Well, the United States and the European Union over the weekend agreed on a trade deal that will see the European Union face 15% tariffs on most of its exports to the U.S., and that includes automobiles. The EU agreed to purchase $750 billion in U.S. energy products and invest $600 billion in the United States, among other commitments, as part of that deal.
Okay, looks like ethanol is part of the energy. But when you look for other agricultural products in this agreement, I don't think there's a whole lot there. That's why the markets called it a neutral to basically non-event. But, boy, a lot of these agreements are including energy, and ethanol is going to be part of that. I think we need to pay more attention to that.
Well, the United States and China are expected to extend their tariff truce by another 3 months, according to the South China Morning Post. The world's two largest economies will not impose additional tariffs on each other during the extension. Does you reckon this extension has something to do with the pressure on the grains this morning, or maybe not?
No, I think this is actually good news because we're not raising the tariffs. Therefore, if China would decide to book some new crop beans, they can get it done at that lower level of tariff.
All right. Well, the Federal Reserve's Open Market Committee meeting begins Tuesday morning and ends Wednesday afternoon with a statement and press conference from Fed Chair Jerome Powell. Bloomberg says Fed officials are determined to hold interest rates steady. Representatives Mike Flood and Troy Carter have reintroduced the Sustainable Aviation Fuel Information Act. The SAF Information Act directs the EIA to include data on SAF in its Petroleum Supply Monthly Report and its weekly petroleum status report, including data related to the type, origin, and volume of feedstock used in the production of SAF, along with the total amount of SAF produced domestically and imported. This feels like it's happening, Chip. You know, you begin to put it in reports and put numbers on it. I like the sound of that.
I do, too.
Well, and finally here, the Food and Drug Administration working to create a uniform definition of ultra-processed foods, opening the door to regulating one of the main targets of Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s Make America Healthy Again movement. Currently, there's no single authoritative definition for ultra-processed foods for the U.S. food supply. Chip?
Yep. Well, when you start making up words and phrases and using those as basis for nationwide federal policy, you probably better define it and figure out exactly what it means. Mm-hmm. Good grief. Mm-hmm. Stay with us. We got Machinery Pete next here on AgriTalk.
Hear that? Those are Pioneer brand soybean and corn fields, the number one seed brand in the U.S. ready to harvest. The combine reaps and separates row after row of innovative genetics. Soybeans fall into bins and bounce off the tin with unbeatable yields. Pioneer corn and soybean seed is the number one brand in the U.S. This is what it sounds like to plant number one. Learn more at pioneer.com/topcrop.
My fiancé is a veteran.
I did tours in Korea, Germany, and Bosnia before I got injured.
When Yusuf got out of the military, he needed help getting his disability benefits.
Luckily, DAV came to the rescue. They fought for me the same way that I fought for my country.
Every year, DAV provides life-changing support to more than a million veterans.
My victory is never giving up and finding more ways to serve.
He's pretty amazing.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Purple Wave Auction remains the trusted leader in online equipment auctions. What makes the difference is you. You are part of our growing global community that continues to trust Purple Wave with the equipment that builds and feeds America. This trust placed in us by our community, from construction to ag producers and fleet drivers, brings great equipment opportunities to their next owners. Join the Purple Wave community today. PurpleWave.com.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-409-1936. 800-409-1936. 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936.
Want to get smarter and have some...
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Learn from the experts at Yield Academy in Rochester, Minnesota on August 21st. Use promo code AgriTalk for a 50% discount. Go to FarmJournalYieldAcademy.com.
Welcome back to AgriTalk on this Monday morning. Glad that you're with us. Hope you guys had a great weekend. And looking forward to what the week has in store for you. Let's get it off and get to our regular conversation with Greg Peterson, Machinery Pete. Greg, hey, buddy, how you doing this morning? Where you at?
Well, I'm currently in Washington, Iowa, not too far from you, bud. Yep. And but I'm heading down to Mount Sterling, Illinois. We're filming an auction tomorrow there by Kerr Auction for our TV show. So awesome. Driving through the blistering heat here.
Yeah, yeah. But, boy, you're going through a good-looking part of the country down there when it comes to the corn crop, aren't you?
Oh, man, no kidding. I've been just kind of smiling at what I've been seeing here. It's amazing. Of course, this heat and all the rain, yeah, it's quite the sight.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is, no doubt. Okay, I'm just absolutely amazed by your pick of the week, so let's get to it.
Yeah, it's something different this week, folks. It's not an auction price item. It's an item that was listed for sale on our website, machinerypete.com. And just a reminder, if you do have an item or two you're looking to sell by owner, just go to our website, click on the Sell Mine link, and you can list it. And someone up in Baudette, Minnesota, God's country up there, listed their 1985 John Deere 6620 combine, so 40 years old now, but 675 hours. Selling with a pickup head. Now, this just came in like last week, and I saw it. And, of course, all these things, you know, Chip, whether it's auction or private or a dealer lot, when you see crazy low hours, of course, the question is, well, what's the story? And the seller in this case, I think, did a really nice job. We provide you can give as much description as you want about it. And what they said beyond the, you know, item itself, that they are selling it off of their uncle's estate, and said my uncle raised cattle most of his farming life, had in any ground was mostly in hay. And he had a bit of ground, he planted some wheat, just a bit, and that was what the combine was for. And again, knowing that it's off an estate, that fills in the blanks for a lot of people. So we posted this across our social media this weekend, and oh my God, there were 5,000 clicks on it last night on the for sale listing. And I've got people that I know pinging me like, hey, Greg, I want to buy that thing. So yeah, it just shows, you know, you just can't find them like that around. So it was really kind of an interesting item.
Okay, so, you know, one thing that we've not talked about, Greg, and I don't think we've ever talked about it, is when somebody lists that, a piece on machinerypete.com. How is the price ultimately set?
Well, it's just up to the seller. You know, you can, we still live in America. It's a free country. You can ask whatever you want. Now, in this case, they put a price in at $21,500, okay. Which it's, you know, this is a very unusual item. It's a 4-year-old combine with hardly any hours on it. So I've seen, in rare cases, when these things come through in the ballpark, you know, crazy little hours like that, where they can sell insanely high.
Yeah.
But then again, if you have an item like this that's not really promoted that well, it doesn't set the world on fire. But I think 21.5, I mean, to me, that's why I'm getting phone calls like, my checkbook's out, I want to buy it.
Right.
And that's what I suspected. And it's difficult to price it now, and we encourage people to go to our website to look for comparables, but hard to find a comparable on a 40-year-old combine with 675 hours. Now,
yes.
I do have, I do, and this is funny because you know Don Green and with our TV show, our producer, our great guy. So we're kicking off season 13 of the show, and they want to bring in a new segment called Best of Machinery Pete. So best of our TV show on YouTube for all these years.
Yeah.
And on this topic of rare older combines, we could easily do a segment, you know, best combines. So a couple that jumped to my mind. There was a sale June 18th of 2019 in Beardsley, Minnesota by the Steffes Group, where a guy had a 1983 John Deere 8020. I'm sure a lot of your listeners will remember the story. Had 15 hours on it. The dude that owned it owned a bunch of businesses, and he owned farmland. He considered himself a farmer, so he bought some machinery and shedded it. Never went to the field. 1983 model. And that sold at auction. Steffes sold it for $75,500 back in June of 19. And the rest of the story on that one was a dude from Texas bought it, happily uses it.
Yeah.
And posts video on Twitter when he's in the field. And some people go, you're nuts. Why are you doing that? But, hey, you know, he bought a like new 40-year-old combine, and he smiles when he uses it. So God bless him. That's awesome.
By the way,
that same auction had a 90 model John Deere 9600 with 311 engine hours that brought $68,000.
Yep.
So in this best of machinery peak combine segment, if we wrap it up, the other one I'd probably work in was another for sale by owner. It was from December of 23. A guy named Adam Borman, a young farmer out in Stickney, South Dakota, he listed it with us and then dropped me a note and said, hey, Greg, I'm selling my 2009 John Deere 9570 STS. Got 0 hours on it. Said my dad bought it new. And then right after he bought it, they switched operations and went to, I think, Scriptill. And he customed the beans, so he never used it. And he said, am I nuts asking $249,900? And I said, Adam, nope, that's about what I would list. And we, same thing, when people knew the rest of the story on it, the dad bought it, and it just, you know, his dad passed away, Randy. Mm-hmm. And in one day, he sold. He had two full-price offers. So those are a couple of my favorite combine stories, but kind of fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
and hey, let me complete the loop here on the combine front. So last Wednesday, now we will go back to auctions here. So last Wednesday, my friend Dallas Henry out in Highmore, South Dakota, Henry Sales, does a great job out there. Dallas, known him for years. He had an online sale. He sold two combines, both John Deere Walkers. And one was a 03 Deere 9660 Walker. 1,481 engine hours on it, just mint. That brought 79.2, and then he also had a 99 model Deere 9650 Walker with 2,504 engine hours, same thing, just mint, always shedded.
Yeah.
That brought $70,100, and Dallas said, Pete, you know, these things are easier to bale straw with, these Walkers, so it was just, you don't find them that age that nice. So again, a lot of heat when you find an older one that's in great condition like that.
Yep. Yeah, no doubt. No doubt about it. Hey, before we get to hear more about what is happening in Mount Sterling, take us to that auction, that Merit auction that happened on Wednesday.
Yeah, we talked about it last week. Big auction, and Merit had it for H&R AgriPower and Trueland Equipment. So a red and a green dealer, online dealer auction last Wednesday.
Right.
Just a couple highlights. They had a great sale, a 22 model Case IH Steiger 420 HD four wheel drive, 573 hours, went for 376. 22 model John Deere 8RX 410, 788 hours, went for 357. And I'll throw a combine at you, 22 model John Deere S780, 428 engine hours, went for 342.5 hard cash. So again, hats off to Merit. They do an awesome job promoting their sales. Great team there, Zach Heiner and the folks. So yeah, that was quite a sale Wednesday.
All right, and it looks like loader tractors are still hot down in Texas.
Yeah, Purple Wave, same day last Wednesday, set a record on a 24 model John Deere 6R145, like new, 55 hours with the loader, went 174.9 out of Texas. Previous high auction price ever was 155. June of last year out of Wayne, Nebraska. And another tractor that sold very well, I thought, on the sale Wednesday by Purple Wave. And by the way, Purple Wave is growing like a weed. They're just growing so fast, adding territory managers. It's really fun to see that. But they had an 08 John Deere 8430, 5,214 hours that went for, and that was out of Kansas, went for $130,900. And if you look at our auction price data on an 8430 with over 5,000 hours, that's the sixth highest price ever, but the only five higher, they all sold from May of 22 to March of 24. Okay. So again, that shows you again, we talk about it every week, but the pre-def, good condition, still red hot.
Exactly. About 30 seconds. What's on the lineup at this consignment auction you're going to?
Come out, folks. It's going to be hot, but join us in Mount Sterling, Illinois. Go to KerrAuction.com. They're selling eight John Deere 8R tractors tomorrow, a pair of sweet John Deere 4440s. You know, the hours aren't going to jump at you super low, but these are nice, nice, nice. And then tons of heads for sale. And a Monero MDD 100 bidirectional head that's never been used. So we're going to have a little fun out in Mount Sterling tomorrow with the Kerr auction.
That's outstanding. Good stuff, buddy. Thank you. Travel safe. We'll talk to you again on Monday.
You bet. Have a great week, Chip.
You too. You too. Greg Peterson. He's going to have a great week. I mean, come on. Look at what he's got planned. Oh, man. Okay, we're talking weather with Brett Waltz next here on AgriTalk.
Minnesota cattleman and world champion steer wrestler J.D. Struxness talks about the benefits of using Purple Wave Auction.
You know, I love visiting with them. They do a fantastic job. They know their machinery. And, man, if you're in the market to buy anything, they are the easiest way and the most helpful people to get you what you need. It's as easy as the click of a mouse to get on there and buy something.
Anything and everything you need for your farming or ranching operation, all at super affordable auction pricing. Visit purplewave.com. That's purplewave.com.
The Scoop Podcast is where we talk about tight supply chains, emerging agronomic challenges, technology tools delivering ROI. I'm Margie Eckelkamp, editor of The Scoop and host of The Scoop Podcast. Join me as I interview leaders from across the ag retail sector. Farmers are working hard for every bushel, and their trusted advisors are by their side. Find The Scoop Podcast wherever you find podcasts so you are up to date on everything ag retail.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
Milk markets are higher with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnekins. At the Mercantile Exchange, August milk up 7 to 1730, September up 25 to 1780, October up 23 to 1832, November up 7 at 1830. Meanwhile, live and feeder cattle markets continue to move higher with triple-digit gains due to last week's bullish cattle on feed report, or that the mid-year cattle inventory shows no signs of herd build-back, and the steady to $2 higher in the Fed cash cattle markets also helping, although the markets and the uptick in boxed beef prices. Hog markets, however, are again skating sideways today. It'll be imperative that demand remains strong this week if traders will be successful to advance the contracts past those resistance levels. August live cattle up $1.85 to $228.32. August feeder cattle up $2.65 to $334.02. And August hogs down 15 cents to $108.55. Chicago Board of Trade, corn and soybeans continue to move mostly lower. The favorable weather forecast continues to pressure corn and beans lower. There are some areas too wet and in some areas too dry, but overall, the vast majority of the U.S. corn and soybean crop looks pretty good, and farmers are saying crops are doing well for the most part. The forecast calls for cooler temperatures by midweek as well. Wheat markets, though, they're moving mostly higher on some short covering. New crop corn down 5.5 to 413.5. New crop beans down 9.5 to 1011.5. September wheat up 1.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Feed costs can add up fast. At Alcivia, they help you lock in pricing on key commodities through forward contracts. They source directly, run their own trucks, and move product efficiently through the Fall River facility. The result? Competitive pricing and reliable supply. Protect your margins, reduce risk, and plan ahead. Visit Alcivia.com or call Alcivia today at 608-819-4401. 608-819-4401 to talk strategy.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. Our name says it all. AgriTalk. What more do you need to know?
What we need to know is what's going to happen with the weather later today and in through the rest of the week. We're going to figure it out right now. Brett Waltz, BAMWX.com, is with us. Hey, Brett, Man, thanks for being flexible this morning. Appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. Going to be an impactful weather day across the north central part of the United States. And so happy to sit down and talk a little bit more about the threat this evening. Yeah,
so I heard, I saw a bit of a mention of the threat. I heard it on the news. I went to my BAMWX email, and there it was. You guys are talking derecho. What's the setup?
Yeah, so it's really kind of the perfect setup today because we've got this front coming in later this week, and so we're starting to see a little bit of a gradient in temperatures developing with some cooler air developing to the north, all the heat further down to the south, and with that, we've got a stronger jet stream moving in, a lot of instability still in place, though, with the heat and the humidity across parts of Iowa, Nebraska, South Dakota, and Minnesota, and the storm cluster will want to ride along that gradient, and with a lot of wind energy in place, I think really a favorable setup for a damaging cluster of storms developing as we work into this afternoon and this evening.
Okay, so this storm system that you're talking about right now is up in central North Dakota, is that right?
That's the start of it. That particular little cluster that's there right now should continue to push to the north into the east. Then we'll get new development as we work further into the afternoon. We'll likely see more storms fire off. So what you're seeing on radar right now, that's not necessarily the main wave yet. What will happen is that may actually shoot out what we call some outflow boundaries, some gust fronts that could spark new development later today. But the main cluster we're concerned about really isn't on the radar just yet. It'll pop up later today.
Okay. So what are you watching for that will tell you, okay, here we go. This is, it's happening.
Yeah, I think what I'm looking for is how organized, how fast the storms get organized, because we'll likely see some individual cells pop up at first, which will also pose a tornado and a hail risk in central parts of South Dakota, maybe southern parts of North Dakota, out by, like, say, Pierre, South Dakota. That will be a concern as well. What I want to watch is, okay, how quickly do these storms merge together? Right? Because the faster that that happens, the more intense that cluster has the potential to become as it works through that very unstable air mass in eastern South Dakota and into Minnesota and northern Iowa. Indications right now would suggest that that starts to happen in eastern South Dakota, which means a swath of widespread damaging winds. I think 75 plus miles per hour will be likely across eastern parts of South Dakota through southern Minnesota and probably even into northern parts of Iowa as we work throughout the evening.
Okay, what's the timing on this? When do I need to be looking at the radar for those storms to develop that would tell us, okay, this is turning into something?
Yeah, I would be on the lookout probably 3 to 4 o'clock this afternoon central time for those initial storms to really get going across central parts of South Dakota and south central parts of North Dakota. And then as we go throughout the evening, I would watch for better organization by the time we get to about 6 to 7 o'clock or so. At that time, it should be kind of spanning from northeast South Dakota down through just to the west of Mitchell, South Dakota. And then as we go further into the evening, that's when we're looking at, like, say, Sioux Falls, northwest Iowa, probably 8 o'clock, 8, 9 o'clock or so, give some wiggle room in there. By that time, that is where I think the game is really, really on, kind of between the 7 to 11 p.m. time frame is when I think the most intense part of this cluster will be likely. And I wouldn't even be shocked. You know, I know 75-plus mile-per-hour winds is a big deal. I wouldn't be shocked to see locally higher than that, 80, 90 mile-per-hour wind gusts. Not in as widespread of a fashion, but some localized, really extreme wind gusts will be possible with this.
Wow, okay. What are the odds that this doesn't happen, Brett? What are you watching for that will tell you, whew, we dodged a bullet?
Yeah, I think it's all about the initial development. I think, okay, how does this cluster kind of to the north right now, how does that impact things down the road? Because what could happen is if that initial cell that's going on right now shoots out of a lot of boundaries, if you will, it could lead to the setup becoming a little bit messier. And so I think that we'll know by 5, 6 o'clock, okay, if this thing's not getting organized, then, you know, we have an idea it's not going to be as intense. I don't really anticipate that happening because the environment that it's working into is very, very unstable, and there's a lot of wind energy, and that combination this time of the year normally is not a good thing when it comes to these types of setups.
All right, so we need to get ready. We need to batten down the hatches. What areas are of the greatest concern?
Yeah, so right now the Storm Prediction Center has a moderate risk for severe weather, kind of from Aberdeen, South Dakota, out towards Brookings, and then into west central parts of Minnesota. I personally think that that could even maybe be extended a little bit further to the south and to the east. These types of clusters have the tendency to go further southeast than modeled. And so I would put it a corridor from there down through Sioux Falls, Mankato, Mason City, and potentially all the way down towards Waterloo and Cedar Rapids. It should start to weaken a little bit with time, but that corridor in there, if you can visualize it, is where I think that this cluster goes and where that more widespread damaging wind threat will be this evening.
Yeah, I can envision that corridor since I'm right in the middle of it.
I seem to remember that it is could be on your doorstep. You know, when it gets to you, maybe starting to weaken a little bit.
Good.
It could still be pretty gnarly by the time that it gets there. And I think it's worth noting, there's some really good crop, really good corn growing in this area. Certainly compared to recent years. And this has the potential to flatten corn. That's just the way that these things go a lot of times.
Yep, that's right. That's right. Heavy rain, hail, is that part of the concern here too?
Yeah, certainly hail will be a big threat. I think that there could be some localized instances of 2-inch diameter hail, so that will also be a concern. I do think that the areas that get hit strongest with the wind may not get super heavy rain because of how fast the cluster is moving, but kind of on the northern periphery, I wouldn't be shocked to see some localized totals, maybe out towards Minneapolis, of 1 to 2, locally 3 inches of rain.
Okay. All right. I think we've kind of exhausted the severe weather part of this, right? I mean, what else do we need to know? That you've covered it all, huh?
Yeah, that in terms of the severe weather threat, you know, this is certainly the most intriguing setup that I can remember in probably quite some time, certainly this year so far, for this area in particular. The good news that I will give folks for people that are sick of the heat and the humidity,
yeah,
and all
that's
the
where I was going
activity,
to next.
Yes, we will have a cool down as we work later into this week. It's going to feel much better. High temperatures, how about in the 70s? The humidity will start to come much lower as well. I don't think it's an extended pattern change, but we should see a solid 5, 6, 7 days of a break of this heat and at least a little bit less severe of weather activity.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, the National Weather Service, take it for what it's worth, in the 6 to 10 day has got the below normal temperatures for us, but we're back to the heat in that 8 to 14 day, aren't we?
Yeah, I think by the second week of August, the heat is back on. And what we've noticed all year long is that model guidance in the extended range keeps trying to put it out in the plains, and really it ends up verifying more so in the Midwest to Great Lakes region or even into the northeast part of the country. I would expect that trend again. It's just been consistent. And so certainly for the Eastern Ag Belt, would watch out. By the time we get into the second week of August and beyond, probably more heat to deal with, and will continue to be humid as well.
You flashed me back to 2 weeks ago when you were on here, Brett. You laid it out for us at that time, that was kind of the pattern on what to expect. And here we are. We're knocking on the door of that. Good work, man.
I appreciate that. Hey, it's been a challenging summer, certainly from an extended range time frame with kind of this neutral ENSO state. It always makes it a little bit trickier. So it's certainly been one where we've seen patterns reoccur. And I think that we see that again as we go into August.
Well, you know, the important thing here is that you can do your extended outlooks, but that is one thing. And you and everybody was looking for a drier pattern to develop basically now going forward. But if you got to adjust, you got to adjust. And the models are telling you to adjust.
Absolutely. And again, you know, yeah, you go back 2-3 months ago and it was all the signals were for a hotter and drier middle of the country for the summer months. And we've addressed it in our videos a bunch. The Atlantic Ocean, the ocean temperatures are so warm out there that it's just allowing that Bermuda high to flood the U.S. with hot, humid air. And that can make all the difference sometimes.
Well, it seems to be making all the difference right now. Okay, so we've only got about 30 seconds left.
Sure.
To get ready for this. I mean, you need to get away from windows. You need to get in the lower levels. You need to do that kind of stuff with this potential storm, right?
Yeah, don't be out driving this evening. Keep an eye on the radar and keep in mind that these storm clusters move extremely fast.
Yes.
And so they will move faster than most storms do. And so you will have less time to prepare than you normally do. So planning ahead will be critical this evening.
That is a great point. I mean, I remember that in 2020, they move really, really,
really fast.
Be prepared.
Yeah.
Again, Brett, thanks for being flexible with us this morning. We needed it. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me. And everybody, please stay safe this evening.
Outstanding. Outstanding. Good. Brett Waltz, BAMWX.com. Okay, you know what? The U.S.-EU trade deal. We've talked about it a couple of times. We need to talk about it a little bit more in the next segment. We'll do that here on AgriTalk.
When the Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, they joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-885-9700. 800-885-9700. That's 800-885-9700.
Pro Savings Days are back at Lowe's. Right now, get a four-piece GE kitchen suite for under $2,000. Plus, get a free DeWalt 20-volt Max XR 8-amp-hour battery when you buy a select DeWalt tool. Save big with deals that work as hard as you do. Shop Pro Savings Days in-store or online today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 8/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details.
Now is the perfect time to start on your next success. Apply now and save with no application fee. Classes start August 13th. An accredited state university, University of Maryland Global Campus, offers online and hybrid courses. Plus, you can earn up to 90 credits toward a bachelor's for prior learning and work experience, or transfer up to 12 credits towards a master's. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chef.
Pioneer Brand Soybean and Corn Fields, the number one seed brand in the U.S., ready to harvest. The Combine reaps and separates row after row of innovative genetics. Soybeans fall into bins and bounce off the tin with unbeatable yields. Pioneer Corn and Soybean Seed is the number one brand in the U.S. This is what it sounds like to plant number one. Learn more at pioneer.com/topcrop.
This is Andrew McRae, host of The American Countryside. I'm also a farmer and rancher from Northwest Missouri, and I hope you'll join me each week for Farming the Countryside as we take a look at the top issues impacting agriculture as told by the people farming and working in our industry. We'll talk about markets and trade, share some of the latest tips and trends from grain and livestock producers, and take a look at trends impacting rural America. Join me for Farming the Countryside on many local radio stations or on your favorite podcast platform, or just go to farmingthecountryside.com.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-515-1548.
That's right. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-515-1548. That's 800-515-1548.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
AgriTalk is brought to you by FBN Finance, helping family farms through tough times with land loan rates as low as 5.55% for well-qualified borrowers. Rates subject to credit approval and may vary. Visit fbn.com/agritalk.
Welcome to AgriTalk, everybody. Davis Michelson here. Glad to have you back. Kicking off this week. Chip, did I hear you mention Brian Winnikins's from WRDN's beloved Brewers facing the Cubbies? Huh?
Yes. Yeah, the Cubs are going to Milwaukee. Okay. Both teams, 62-43.
All right.
Tied atop the Central.
Predictions?
Great baseball.
Boo! Come on! That's it? I just hope everyone has
Cubs,
fun.
Cubs.
That's
will,
the kind of
Cubs
crap
will,
I would say, Chip.
Cubs are going to win tonight.
Okay. Tonight.
I think I've got this right anyway. I'm looking here. Yeah, Boyd's going to the mound. I'm going to take Boyd every time he goes to the mound for us.
Okay. Very good.
So,
very good.
Yeah.
The trade deals are kind of starting to filter in, Chip. We've been watching these. There have been delays. There have been this. There have been that. Threats. What have you? Looks like the EU is ready to go. 15% tariffs on exports, including automobiles, a commitment for some energy and some other investment commitments. Feels like a pretty good deal, buddy.
It is, I think, but there are some exemptions in there regarding agricultural products, and I would guess that those are exemptions going both ways. So, as Lane mentioned at the bottom of the hour, mm-hmm. we sell a lot of beans into Rotterdam. So many times when it's a bean sale to an unknown destination, yeah, everybody likes to think it's China, but there are a lot of times where those beans are going into Europe, mm-hmm. and Rotterdam in particular. So, if we can stay away from tariffs on U.S. soybeans, because it doesn't sound like there's any retaliatory efforts. And, you know, right. to see the EU Trade Commission President, Ursula
von der Leyen,
mm-hmm. When she said, listen, this is the best deal that we could get, and it's mm-hmm. at 15% on on most things, coming out of Europe into the U.S., that confirms what we talked about on the free-for-all on Friday. 15% is the new zero. And we're getting really close to the August 1 deadline. There are some countries out there that are going to face higher tariffs. As you mentioned in the news, it looks like the tariff battle with China is going to stay in a truce for now as we continue the conversations. But on August 1, there are countries that are going to be facing 30, 40, 50% tariffs unless they get some kind of a deal struck between now and Friday to get down to that 15% level. And it's going to take investment. It's going to take commitments. The $750 billion in U.S. energy products is a commitment from the EU, but another $600 billion in U.S. investments, among other commitments. Mm-hmm. I'm still not exactly sure what these investments are and what it will do to the economy. And I think the markets are a little uncertain on it as well. Well, last I looked, the Dow was flat, steady. It tried to trade early higher on this trade announcement, but for the most part, it is steady.
I really thought we'd have seen at least the equities go higher this morning.
Yes. That is exactly what I would have thought. Here we are. We're kind of stuck where we are.
Go on.
Yeah, no, you go. Well, what were you going to say?
You said stuck. I mean, now we got two contracts in the beans with a 9. The September corn is back down to a 3. Yeah. And we keep, the sideways sort of a thing, or exploring lows, and we keep asking, what's the catalyst? What are we doing? What stops this? Does it take that deal with China? Is that what it's going to take to finally say, okay?
Yeah, that's a great question.
That's the end of
that. That is a great question. That's one that we will ask Andy Schisler this afternoon.
Good segue.
From S&W Trader.
AgriTalk.
Yeah. What? Schisler.
What?
Schisler. Yes. Huh. Yes.
Isn't that what
Absolutely.
I said?
Absolutely. Yeah. No, I don't know. I don't know exactly what you said. But we've got him on this afternoon. We'll ask him about it. So.
Good.
But that's a good thought. Mm-hmm. That if we can get hey, listen, if it is a deal like we had last time with China on the phase one, you're darn right. That'll do it.
Yeah.
If it wouldn't do it, I don't know why.
Yeah.
I don't know why. So, okay. Yeah. I want to mention this. I don't know a whole lot about it outside of this statement from the U.S. Cattlemen's Association. But they put out, it is with incredible sadness that the U.S. Cattlemen's Association shares the sudden and tragic news of the passing of our dear friend and former colleague, Leah Biondo. Leah lost her life doing what she loved most, riding horses with friends in Montana on July 24th, 2025. Leah was really important to us here at AgriTalk. She was our connection to the U.S. cattlemen for quite some time. So tragic news, sad to hear it. Very, very sad to hear. We'll get Justin on at some point, and we'll talk about exactly what's going on there. All right. Hey, thank you for listening this morning. As I mentioned, we've got Andy Schisler from S&W Trading on the show this afternoon. You guys, take this weather serious. It sounds like we are set up for a rough ride this evening in the upper Midwest. Be safe out there. We'll talk to you this afternoon right here on AgriTalk.
Anyone can choose to make a difference. You can help people succeed, rebuild after disasters, protect the environment, or feed the hungry. Not only will you make a difference for others, but for yourself. You can earn money for college, learn career skills, and make friendships that last a lifetime. Make a difference. Choose your future. Choose AmeriCorps.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, and more than a host, I'm a journalist, a wife, and a mom of two, raising a family in the heart of rural America. I understand the issues facing agriculture today because I live it every day. I see firsthand how farming and ranching isn't just a job, it's a way of life. Covering America's most important industry is what we do, and it's why U.S. Farm Report has been on the air for nearly 50 years. I invite you to join us every weekend for U.S. Farm Report, a timely, trusted tradition.
Skin looking and feeling tight, irritated, dry, or just meh? Maybe your skincare routine is missing a crucial step. Meet the Calming Mist Toner from Pharmaceris with hyaluronic acid to deeply hydrate and prebiotics to support your skin's barrier. Just a few soothing sprays after washing your face balances your skin's pH and helps the skincare products you use after work better. Dermatologist developed and known worldwide for premium quality, gentle, effective skincare, Pharmaceris is finally available in the U.S. on Amazon. Real users rave about the Pharmaceris Mist Toner. It actually helped reduce redness. It's so gentle and never leaves my skin feeling dry or tight. The calming properties are amazing. I can feel it. Try the Pharmaceris Calming Mist Toner today and see why it's the skincare step you've been missing. Pharmaceris Calming Mist Toner is available on Amazon for only $14.99. Use promo code SKINMIST to save 20%. That's Pharmaceris, Pharmaceris, and use code SKINMIST to save 20%.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. NFL legend Deion Sanders, now the head football coach at the University of Colorado, revealed today he's been treated for bladder cancer. He made the announcement during a press conference alongside his doctors.
Without